Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In yet another case of fanciful jurisprudence, a Missoula judge yesterday shot down legislative attempts to bring logic and clarity to the conflation of the terms sex and gender in Montana law. For far too long, proponents of transgender ideology have conflated the terms sex and gender, using them interchangeably to foist a delusional worldview on the rest of society. This has resulted in biological males dominating women's sports and erasing real women in the process. It has resulted in high school students being forced to share hotel rooms and even beds with members of the opposite sex while traveling to sporting events. It's resulted in adult males undressing in front of 12 and 13-year-old female swimmers in a locker room and the staff saying there was nothing they can do about it. And it also resulted in more than one case of a biological male boxer identifying as a female and savagely breaking the jaw of his female opponent. As NC2A swimmer Riley Gaines said at a Montana Family Foundation banquet last year, it is women who are bearing the brunt of the unfair and often physically dangerous results of this woke ideology. Where are the men, she asked? Where are the fathers standing up for their daughters? Well, society is standing up, and that includes the members of the Montana legislature. In 2023, the legislature passed Senate Bill 458, a bill to define once and for all that there are two biological sexes, male and female. Forget the fact that there are now over 100 genders recognized by liberal psychiatrists, college professors, and social media outlets. Senate Bill 458 sidestepped the subjective measure of gender and focused on objective biological reality. It brought an end to the conflation of the two terms. Sex is rooted in objective biological reality. There are two sexes, male and female, and they cannot change. Gender, on the other hand, is a social construct where people can self-identify wherever they want to on a scale from male to female with an infinite number of choices. It's completely subjective and can even change from day to day in the case of people who identify as gender fluid. From a public policy perspective, it's maddening. Policymakers try to craft laws that work for society as a whole. This judge is asking them to legislate for the minutiae at the expense of society as a whole. How are we supposed to tell the difference between a truly gender dysphoric male and a pedophile who claims to be gender dysphoric simply to gain access to a woman's locker room? The answer is, you can't, and therein lies the problem. To arrive at her woke, politically correct decision, this judge not only conflated the terms sex and gender, she also identified rare sexual mutations as entirely new sexes. There are two sexes, male and female, and there are intersex conditions where the person is neither truly male nor female, but has a genetic or chromosomal anomaly that places them outside of the normal male-female binary. These are not new sexes, as the judge would have us believe, but simply sexual abnormalities that exist in a minuscule percentage of the population. Not surprisingly, this liberal judge's opinion is also filled with woke phraseology that in many cases reads more like a politically correct college term paper than a serious attempt at an objective analysis of the issue. The bottom line is that public policy should be based on objective measures that protect society as a whole. We must legislate for the vast majority while at the same time crafting protections for the minority and, in this case, the minutiae. This judge got it backwards. She focused on the minutiae and ignored society as a whole, and in the process continued to place women and girls at risk. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.